living in St. Louis.
Hey, Sam, are you staring open the saber or you fire away?
Fire away. Let's go.
Are you expecting to be the starting quarterback here going forward?
You know, I really haven't even thought about that. I'm still trying to process this whole move. You know, I think I found out less than 24 hours ago. You know, my main goal right now is to get healthy. And once I get healthy, to start learning this offense, and then when I'm ready to get on the field, whether that's OTAs, training camp, is to compete for the starting job. You know, I don't want anything handed to me. I want to earn it, and that's the way I'm approaching this.
Sam, what's your timetable for being 100%
physically? You know, it's kind of up in the air right now. We really haven't sat down and talked about it. When I was in St. Louis, that's where I've been rehabbing. We've been taking it kind of day to day, week to week. You know, I'm sure when I get here to start rehab, I'll sit down with the training staff here and we'll come up with a plan. You know, I'm sure they want to look at me and see where I'm at in their eyes. And then we can go from there.
What has the chip told you if you have met him yet about the quarterback situation?
You know, I had the opportunity to talk to Coach Kelly for probably 10 minutes. It was great. You know, we didn't even get into that. You know, he's just excited that I'm here. I'm excited to be here. And like I said, when I get back in the building, you know, and start to get healthy and then get on the field, we can talk about what my role is going
to
be.
What was your first reaction to kind of the trade?
Excitement. You know, it's one of those things, you know, this has been in the works for a while. And so it didn't catch me totally by surprise when it happened yesterday. You know, I think any quarterback in this league would love to play for Chip and his offense. It's extremely quarterback friendly. You know, in the tape that I've watched, it just looks like it's a lot of fun to play in. I think it's similar to what I did in college at Oklahoma. So, you know, I'm extremely excited to be here and ready to get rolling.
We've heard that quarterback friendly quite a few times. What exactly do you mean by that? Chip system is quarterback friendly?
The way they set up progressions, the way the ball comes out of your hands, the way they deal with protections, the run game. You know, like I said, I haven't got into too many details. It's only been from what I've seen. But from what I've seen, you know, it looks that everything goes through the quarterback. What do you like? How do you see things? And then they're going to tailor it from there. It's not, they're never going to put you in a bad situation where you have nowhere to go with the football and you're standing back there holding on to it for, you know, 5 seconds.
As a follow-up to what you said a moment ago,
as part of the comfort being reunited with Pat.
Yeah. You know, obviously, I think that's one of the reasons I'm excited. You know, when Pat was in St. Louis, we had a great relationship. It was great to see him here today. And, you know, I look forward to continuing that relationship with Pat.
As a follow-up to what you said a moment ago about this being in the works for a while, was that coming to the Eagles or the Rams trade?
Coming to the Eagles, yes.
So how long did you know this was a possibility?
I knew this was a possibility probably 3-4 weeks ago.
So your sense is that it wasn't so much St. Louis trying to move you, but the Eagles calling St. Louis and saying, hey, would you?
That's the way I'm looking at it, yes. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity. I think that, you know, Chip and the Eagles wanted me here, and I'm excited to be here.
I bet you mentioned before about the rehab part to tell. Now, you've gone through a rehab on that knee. What, how compared to that experience, where were you then?
You know, it's similar. You know, obviously, it's a lot of the same exercises. I'm familiar with the process in itself. I think this time, you know, after talking to Dr. Andrews and the training staff in St. Louis, you know, we decided to take this one a little slower per Dr. Andrews' recommendations. I believe that the team doctor here spoke with Dr. Andrews today. And like I said, I'm sure that, you know, the training staff here will talk to him, myself. You know, we'll come up with a plan. But I would say it's been a little slower this time around.
There was a guy yesterday on a local TV show who was a knee expert who said the closeness of the two injuries is very alarming. Did Dr. Andrews say that's old news and things have changed? How do you respond to that?
That would be the first time I've ever heard that. So that's really not alarming to me. You know, I think, you know, you've seen players come back from ACLs before. You've seen guys come from 2, even 3 ACLs. So I'm not really worried about that. I'm just working hard every day to get back to healthy.
You tore the same ACL in the same spot. You know, with that, obviously, it's like even athlete can be damaged. Do you have any doubt that you'll be able to come back from this and be the same Sam Bradford that led you to becoming the number one overall pick 5 years ago?
No. I mean, I'd be lying if I said that, you know, I probably wasn't going to be a little nervous the first time I stepped on the field. You know, I think anyone who's gone through what I've gone through would be a little nervous to step back on the field. But I'm sure once I get out there and the bullets start flying, you know, when I take that first hit, I'll probably shake it off and I'll be just fine.
Do you think it's more of a coincidence?
you know, I just think it's kind of one of those freak deals. You know, from everyone I've talked to, you know, our team docs in St. Louis, Dr. Andrews, you know, they just thought that it was one of those things that I got hit a certain way two times. And, you know, regardless of whether my ACL was an original, a repair, it was going to tear. And so I think it just happened.
When you look at what you've accomplished up to this point as a pro quarterback, do you still feel you have something to prove?
Absolutely. You know, I think I have a lot to prove. You know, I have a lot to prove to everyone in this building. You know, I think Coach Kelly took a leap of faith bringing me in here. Obviously, he believes in me, and now it's my time to prove to everyone else in this building that I belong here.
If the Eagles came to you with offering a contract extension, would you take
it? Like I said, I haven't got that far yet. I'm still trying to comprehend this. You know, I'm sure that's something that will happen down the line, but, you know, until that happens, I really don't know.
A lot of people are a little skeptical about this, given your injury history. Are you someone that takes that
sure.
as motivation? Do you ignore it? How do you take that?
I think it's motivation, you know, but I understand it from their standpoint. You know, I'd probably be a little apprehensive too, but, you know, I know how hard I've worked to get back the second time around. You know, I'm ready to go. You know, as soon as they clear me, I can't wait to get on the field. And, you know, I don't think anyone should be worried. I think that once they see me on the field and they see how hard I'm going to work to get back, I think all those doubts will be gone from their minds.
Aside from, I know you said that you don't know when you'll be ready. Will you be ready by training camp? I mean, have you been assured?
Yes.
Aside from the
Tomorrow, Ray was your roommate for a long time. Are you recruiting him here?
Absolutely. You know, I've been trying my hardest. You know, I called him, I've texted him, I've done everything. You know, we've been in communication. You know, I think if we could somehow land DeMarco, it would be a great pickup. You know, not only is he a great player, he's a great person. You know, he's a really close friend of mine, too. But, you know, I really think that he could help this ball club.
Can you close the deal?
We'll find out. I hope so.
How optimistic was Dr. Andrews when, you know, it's the same knee that got hurt, and does he believe you could come back stronger than you had been?
Yeah, he does. You know, he was very optimistic. I mean, this isn't the first time that it's happened to someone. You know, he's seen people come back from two. You know, there's guys in this league that have torn their ACL three times. So he was very optimistic that I could get back to the level that I was before the injury.
Aside from the ACL, there were injuries year two with the Rams going back to Oklahoma. Why do you think this has been an ongoing thing throughout your career?
I don't know. You know, I wish I had an answer for you. No one likes to be injured. No one wants to be injured. No one asks to be injured. I think it's something that just happens, and you have to deal with it and make the best of it. And that's what I'm trying to do with this fresh start right now.
You said you knew 3 or 4 weeks ago the Eagles were interested. Did you get the sense there were, I mean, were there possibilities other teams were interested to other landing spots for you?
Yeah, I think there were some other possibilities, but, you know, I knew all along that this is the place that I wanted to be.
I know you just met Chip, but he's kind of getting this reputation as the mad scientist and kind of blowing up a lot of things around here. What were your impressions both meeting him and what you thought you knew beforehand?
I love him. I mean, just in, you know, the 10, 20 minutes we got to spend together today. And, you know, I think the thing that I love about him is how much confidence he has in himself and his system. You know, obviously there's a lot of people who have been in this league for a long time who think things should be done a certain way. You know, he's not one of those guys. He believes in his system. He believes in his ways of training, and he believes that they're going to be successful. And, you know, you got to love someone who has that confidence.
What do you tell you in terms of replacing, you know, big offensive guys who left, like LeSean McCoy and Jeremy Mack, and how he was going to do it?
You know, we haven't even gotten into that. You know, again, I've been here for a couple hours. I think I spent most of the day with the doctors today, so we really haven't talked a ton about that.
Well, you know, it's probably something you'd like to see.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that's something we'll get into.
Sam, even though you haven't been able to play since last summer, have you been able to throw it all and keep that aspect somewhat sharp?
Yeah, I have. You know, I've started a throwing program. You know, I started probably 2 or 3 weeks ago in St. Louis. You know, I've been able to throw for a while now, but just tried to come back, you know, at the same time that I would in a regular offseason. So throwing hasn't been a problem.
What would you say the coaching changes and the structure changes had a kind of effect they had on your career in the first place?
You know, I'm not really sure I could answer that. You know, I think the key to any successful organization is stability, you know, regardless of whether that's professional sports, business, you know, whatever it is. And that's something that we just didn't have a lot of in St. Louis. But, you know, I think there's a lot of other reasons that things have gone the way they have.
Well, some people have mentioned maybe you weren't given enough weapons offensive line. There have been some injuries and struggles there. Did you always look like maybe you weren't given a full deck in terms of that, you know, on offense?
No, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for, you know, the way things are. I'm just excited to be here. You know, I think I look at the opportunity ahead of me. You know, I think it's a great one. I'm looking forward to the fresh start, and I can't wait to get back up here and just spend time with Coach Kelly, you know, and get to really dive into this offense.
In some ways, you've seen some similarities between what the Eagles do and what you did in college. What about your skill set fits into those types of systems?
You know, I think making quick decisions, getting the ball out of your hand, you know, a lot of the run-pass options are similar to what we did in college. You know, obviously not me running the football, but the running backs with some of the quick game and then pushing the ball down the field and play action. There's just a lot of carryover into what we did at Oklahoma, and I think my skill set fits that perfectly.
In some ways, do you feel like St. Louis gave up on you?
No, not at all. I think the way I look at it is the Eagles wanted me, they pursued me, and they got me in this building. And I'm happy to be an Eagle, and I'm ready to get to work.
And you said you want to come in here and compete for the job. Mm-hmm. So you were my number one pick, $78 million quarterback, franchise quarterback. How do you go into a situation with Sanchez and kind of look at it as competing when you're used to being the number one guy?
You know, I think you look at it anytime you enter a new workplace. When I came into the league, you know, I competed with A.J. Feely, who was a quarterback here. And I think that's the mindset that you always have to have. You know, whether you've been a starter for 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, when you get to training camp every year, it's a competition. And that's the way I've always viewed it. And so I don't think anything's going to change in my approach.
At Oklahoma and at St. Louis, I would think the media and fan attention is not quite Philadelphia. Do you understand what you're about to go through here?
I'm not sure. But like I said, I'm up for a challenge. You know, I know that there's some days you guys are probably going to love me, some days you guys are going to hate me, and that's just part of it. And, you know, hopefully there's more days of love than hate, but it's going to be a fun ride. I know that.
Two more guys that didn't work out in St. Louis.
Do you have any regret over not working out in St. Louis?
I wouldn't say regret. You know, I think any player, when you come into this league, you know, everyone has the dream of playing, you know, 12, 15, whatever it is, you know, that many years with the club that brought you into the league. But, you know, like I said, I think this is a great opportunity. You know, if it's not in St. Louis, I think this is the one place that a quarterback would want to be. And this is where I want to be, and I'm an Eagle now, and I can't wait to start this journey.
Was it hard to, when you had that second tear last summer, get yourself mentally ready to do that again?
Yeah. It really was. You know, I think the second time around, I think it was probably harder mentally than it was physically. You know, to put all the work in to come back and to be ready. And, you know, I felt like I was playing at a very high level in training camp last year. You know, to have that all taken away again, you know, there was a brief period of time where I really wasn't sure that I wanted to go through it again. But, you know, I went home, kind of cleared my head for a week and realized that there's no way that football could not be a part of my life.
Always ask, does something change you? Do you feel changed by your experience? Did it harden you? Are you a different guy today than you were?
I don't think so. You know, I think that's what you guys are going to find out is, you know, I'm going to be the same guy up here, you know, day in and day out. And, you know, I think I found that I truly love this game. You know, I've had it taken away from me, you know, twice in the past 2 years. And I think when something's taken away from you, you really realize how much you love it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep.